B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A rally around Angie. The shot scores. Josh Curran puts the Bruins up to.
That's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight.
Krejci to Kyle. And the Leafs are mulch again.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. Not this game.
This is across Johansson. Scores!
Tonight, we skate. Tonight, we stay with it.
Backus, he scores! David Backus, Hanson a shot, save and score!
And the Boston Bruins have gotten to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
We stay with them, and we shut them down because we can't. We are the greatest hockey team in the world.
This is a black and gold freight train.
You were born to be hockey players.
The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
You were meant to be here tonight. Sick and tired of hearing about a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them.
And the Boston Bruins have forced a Game 7 on Wednesday that'll take place at TD Garden to decide the Stanley Cup.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Tire Studio, 617-779-0985. This morning is the big morning. We have two tickets to give away to Game 7, arguably the most expensive ticket in Boston sports history. And all you have to do is come down to the parking lot. It's just going to be a simple raffle system.
Somebody here this morning is going to get those tickets.
Yep. And I'll tell you this, is that the people down there are not fans of getting out of the way.
They're already here, which I love. I looked outside. I didn't see anyone when I first got here. Yeah. And then I look outside, and there's a lot of people already here.
They were here at 5 when I got here.
Like lobotomized idiots. They stand by the gate that we have to park in, and they don't move.
They don't know where to go. They don't know where they're supposed to be.
Well, there's a gate there and a car coming at them, so I would imagine that would mean get out of the way. But nonetheless, they love... There's a gate here that I never park in, but there's a gate here that you need your security card to get into.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy, or especially one guy, just standing there. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he was just standing in front of the gate. Well, and I was in no mood to talk. I was running a little late, and I was in no mood to talk. And get out of the way, idiot. There's my wife's car. There's a small tank coming at you. Please remove yourself from the gate area.
It does kind of look like the zombie apocalypse out there. You know, so
but, yeah, the people that come out like at 5 a.m.
God bless them.
Well, you know, not the sharpest knives in the drawer. They're not fans of getting out of the way when a vehicle is coming at them.
Well, I mean, this is something that all morning until about 8:30. We are going to, you can show up here at the station at 55 Morrissey, Dorchester, and come up here, and we are going to just draw from somebody who's out there. Now, in the meantime, we have one hell of a show for all the people who are going to be coming here today. First of all, the one and only Mark Jamelli is going to be making an appearance.
Who I've never met.
Fred has never met. It's going to be a big moment for Fred.
Yeah.
I assured him, I was like, I finally met him in person, and it does not ruin anything. As a matter of fact, it makes it even better.
I wanted him to wear a black towel over his head so mm-hmm. I could not see him. But did not go over
on top of that, we have a very special live in studio performance. We've never had it in studio before. Mike behind the mic, Callahan.
Yeah, he is here. He was here at 5:30, I'm told.
He was ready to go,
mm-hmm.
and he will be performing live in the 7 o'clock hour.
He has his special St. Patrick's Day Bruins gear on.
I continue to get tweets from some of the people who have made the show great over the years, who say that they're either here or on their way here. Pasta Joe hanging out in the parking lot as we speak.
He's already here.
Has he got the Wheaties jacket?
How did you recognize him? If you looked out the window, how would you know it's him?
How is he on time?
Hang on, let me.
He likes the. Well, he's on time because you know he's used to working overnight. All right, Rich, calm down. You gotta calm down.
I understand.
You gotta calm down.
Chief Waterman, what's that?
You gotta calm down.
All right, super cool guy. We got a ton of people outside. All right, this is supposed to be
an exciting
show. This isn't Joe Cool
everybody.
Laid back day. This is,
I'm excited too. I'm on your side on this. I'm excited too.
It's a 4 hour.
It's a 4 hour show, and it's going to be 4 hours of chaos.
Fine.
And I'm not going to ease into this like I'm Mr. Shades. I am going to take today and grab it by the balls.
Rich,
this is going to be a
4 hour show of you being hyper is not anyone's. I mean, we have to calm things down a little bit and work up to a frenzy. All right, here is Nick. He is outside. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
All right, what is the scene outside?
All right, there's about 30, 40 people down here. I see the chief. I also see Pasta Joe. He's about to get his ticket, his raffle ticket, and yeah.
All right, why don't you put on Chief Want to Make Him Cheer, because he has radio experience.
Okay, great. Hold on.
All right, thank you.
Hey, you want to talk on the radio real quick?
No,
hey.
I don't.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Chief. I want to make him cheer. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, how come you guys are not downstairs in the parking lot, hiding in the studio?
Well, we have to do a show.
This is not even chaotic yet.
Well, it's 6:09. Chief, want
to
make him cheer?
I've been here since 4:20, so you got to be dedicated to the cause.
All right, well, it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there was no one made you come here at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I mean, that was your own decision. But yes, we are going to be in studio today. We are not broadcasting from the parking lot.
Okay.
All right, we will bring people up. All right, thank you, Chief. Want to make him cheer?
All right, here's Nick.
All right, now Chief, want to make him cheer? Very tuckered out.
Where is Nick? Is Nick?
I hung up because that was about all he had right there. But we can bring Pasta Joe up. We can bring these people up. We can do all.
How many people do you think are out there right now?
He said 40.
Let's bring them all in.
You want them all in here right now?
I think we reward the people who got here first. Just bring them in.
Okay.
Just bring all of them in studio.
Fantastic. How long you want them in here?
I don't want them in until we crack the mics in this next break. All right?
Okay.
So when we crack the mics the next break, I want Nick to bring them in. I just want to start out. Listen, these guys deserve something. Let's have them come in studio and just hang out.
And how long you want them?
And by the way,
for?
We're on Twitch, so I don't know.
Okay,
that's right. I have no idea. It's going to look like the front cover of Sergeant
Twitch.tv/thesportshub. If you want to watch, that's what we're on.
Yeah. When we come back,
everyone will be in here.
Everyone who's there came
early. Okay. I'm looking forward to this.
There'll be 40 people in studio.
Yes. making a lot of noise.
Yeah, and then it will be fun.
Look at
to
it
get
this way, Fred.
Here.
If you drove in here now, you wouldn't have any. Once we cleared the parking lot, it'd be no trouble getting in.
Right.
You won't hit anybody.
Right. Absolutely.
Everyone who shows up now not gonna have a problem getting into the gated area.
No, they will. anyone from the company that shows up will be in no danger of hitting a pedestrian. That is absolutely right. So the idea was that we will get the first 40 people that were here.
Yeah, and they deserve it. Diehards out here since, I guess, if Chief Wanamaker Cheer is telling the truth, they've been out here for the last hour and 45 minutes.
I don't know what the goal of getting here at 4:30 was.
Well, they're hoping first in gets there, even though that is not the case. Well, they are hoping if you get ticket number one, you will get the seats.
But also, the promotions department was not here at 4:30.
That's true.
I think they've just seen what happens around here at rush hour.
Oh, and it's also a good point.
I think they were like, I'd rather get there at 4.
People weren't
than
sure about the JFK stop on the red line. Yeah. Traffic was deadly here yesterday. I understand that.
Nick is going to die today. Nick is from what's going on this morning and then what he's got to do tonight. This dude is going to...
He just saw his cardiologist yesterday, too.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
What was the prognosis? The
prognosis is he has to lower his blood pressure. And I told him, there's no chance of that today, bud.
All right.
There's no shot.
All right. So we will... Nick, I would imagine... Or let's have Bird go in. And wrangle all these people.
Smarter move.
Okay. Bird, I do not want you to start bringing them in until you hear us talking for the next break, and then you can march them all up the stairs and into the studio. All right?
All right.
All right, cool. Excellent. Thank you, Bird.
This is going to be interesting, but we will have them up here. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There. Force. One. The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. We have tickets this morning to arguably the most expensive game ever in Boston, Massachusetts, just to get in. Game 7 tonight. Blues at Bruins, 8 o'clock. The only place to hear that game is right here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you show up in the parking lot, Rich, before 8:30, you will be able to get into a raffle situation to win the tickets. Mike Bynum, the Mike Callahan is here. Mark Jamelli is coming in at 7 o'clock.
We are at 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. We already have a... Okay, here comes Nick. I guess Nick is bringing a parade, all right, of people in the studio. This is going to be slightly terrifying, but I don't care. We thought we would have more people got here.
I see Chief Wanamaker Cheer is here.
Are they all coming in?
Everyone is coming in.
Come on in.
Everyone is having a good time. They're taping things.
Come all the way in.
Everyone is taping things. As the early people that have gotten here are here. There's a man with a... There's several people with a wrestling mask on. One with a Patriots wrestling mask on. Mike behind the mic. Callahan is in tow. Chief Wanamaker Cheer. There's actually a woman if you are interested in that.
So, okay, everyone keep moving. We want to get everyone in. So keep kind of scooting back. All right, this is...
ridiculous.
This is phenomenal.
This is great.
Well done. Now, it looks like there are people who are wearing masks. Now, okay.
The luchador mask.
Okay,
I like it.
All right, so we've talked about the Bruins Avengers. We've got, of course, old Chief Wanamaker Cheer. He was one of our superfan contests.
Yeah.
How's it going there, Chief?
It's going well. How you been?
You're doing good.
We also have Motorcycle Guy here.
Motorcycle Guy!
Oh, there he is!
Where?
No. Motorcycle guy sent me a message last night. Said he couldn't make it.
Oh,
I thought I saw something.
Like the motorcycle. You just think everything looks like motorcycle.
I do. It's been scarred into my brain.
No, that guy does not have giant Bruins tattoos on his hand.
Okay,
no, that was scary.
Guy
that's
did.
True.
I thought that was the motorcycle guy.
We have a woman who is dressed as the Stanley Cup.
No, it's a ticket.
Oh, it's a ticket.
She's dressed as a ticket.
Can I have a ticket, please? I love it. All right.
As if this was let's make a deal. I smell weed. Okay. I do smell weed.
Show of hands. There we go. Show of hands and back.
Hostage Joe is here.
Who's already lit up this morning? Show of hands. All right. Okay. It's going to be a nice long day. All right. So we've got, you know, we've met the BWO before, but I see behind me a gentleman who has a Captain America-esque shield.
All right. Why don't you go over to that microphone right there, Captain America V shield. He's wearing a Bruins jersey, is a luchador mask, which he looks like he made himself. And he has a Bruins a shield. He's got several things happening at once.
Did he duct tape his face?
It looks that way.
It looks like that is duct tape.
Oh, my God.
That looks like that is different colored duct tape.
Bert, take a picture of this.
All right. Bert, be our social media director today.
All right.
So what is this character that you are today, sir?
Oh, Captain Bruin. I just came up with it last night.
That is not trying hard at all. That's the most phoned-in name I've ever heard.
I had the Captain America shield. I had the mask. Throw some duct tape on that.
You know. All right.
All right. So if there's luchador, if you're in the market to sell luchador masks, today is the day.
There's a few of these guys. And I also see amongst the sea of people, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pasta Joe.
Hey! There he is.
In a sea of black and gold. There is one man who dares to wear orange. All right. The Wheaties jacket.
After the break, when we have these people out of the studio, let's keep Pasta Joe around. We can give him a quick interview.
Definitely.
Here at in the 6 o'clock hour.
Who got here first? Who was here earliest? You. What time did you get here?
Quarter past five.
There you go.
Not bad.
Chief wanted to make him cheer, said he was here at 4:30.
He was before me.
Oh, so you were here first. Yeah. Okay, what time did you get here?
3:30.
Okay.
No way! All right. Really?
So get on this.
Oh my God!
Get on this microphone right here. What made you get in here at 3:30? What was the?
Beat the traffic. It was a long drive.
Okay, where'd you come from?
Baltimore, Mass.
Okay, who came from the further? Who came from out of state? Anyone from out of state? Anyone from out of Massachusetts? Okay, where'd you come from?
Nashua.
Yeah. Okay, Nashua. All right. Although Fall River's probably further than Nashua, right?
I would guess. Yes.
No, New Bedford. All right.
That's close enough.
Okay, what's that? What do you point at?
Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod. Okay. All right.
It smells like weed and cigarettes. Certainly in the morning.
It does. Feels like BCN, doesn't it?
A little bit. Except there's only one girl. And I have a feeling that's going to be the case all morning long.
I don't know if you realize, but you gentlemen are standing in the same presence of a legend in the green back there. That is Mr. Mike Behind the Mike Callahan.
He will be performing some of his hits.
Live performance later,
That's right, such as Win It Bruins style. Now, did you update some of the lyrics?
I did, yes.
Oh, of course you did. Of course.
He's a pro. Come on.
He's a pro. He's not going to just sit around playing by the rules.
The man is an absolute pro. Are you guys, did you guys all bring food and stuff?
Yes.
We should order them food.
No, we didn't bring food.
We should order them food. Can we get like a Dunkin' Run or something like that? You know, there's like the Uber Eats or something. I can order a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts. Can we do that? All right, let's see if we can get some food out here.
That's on you.
That'll be on me. That's courtesy of me.
Fred, stepping out of the way of that train.
Hang on a second. This is going to be enough as it is.
How much are 100 donuts? It's not every one. Honestly. And we have like a million gift cards. Yes, Bert.
I believe a gentleman named James called me, said he has 2 tables full of donuts he wants to bring here.
So good. Just have some random guy.
Stranger donuts.
You guys are fine with that, right?
You're going to be tripping on acid by 10.
What could go wrong? You have some stranger bring donuts.
All right. Well, guys, who wants to win these tickets? You guys all are... This is a good crew. This is a good crew. I like this.
God bless all of you for getting here early. This is fantastic.
I hope one of you guys wins it. Good luck.
All right. I've been told another 30-plus people have already entered the parking lot.
It's going to be chaos. Are you guys excited for meeting the one and only Mark Jamelli, Nick's father?
Nick's father is going to be in for the 7 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Bert, did you get a picture of all this? Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be out of focus. Oops. And focused on one.
What's he doing?
Just kind of looking.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, it's going to be when you went to the photo mat and it showed up and everything
That belongs to me?
Oh, Bert is doing it through the window.
Why not? He's got to get a wide angle.
Let Tim do this. Tim would be better at it.
All right. Congratulations to Bird.
All right. Well, you guys don't mind milling for a little bit. We're going to randomly take people and bring you up the studio, but I'm glad you guys got to come in. Can we hear a Let's Go Bruins before he gets down there?
All right, gentlemen and ladies.
How about Wallach looks like a bird?
Wallach looks like a bird.
Give it to me. Come on. Wallach looks like a bird.
All right.
Too many Wallaholics here.
I know. You're screwed. I know.
There's too many Wallaholics. All right. All right. Gentlemen and ladies.
Good to see you all. Congratulations for being out here, man. Seriously.
Good luck to all you. Please follow Bird down to the parking lot. He will lead you.
Pasta Joe stand.
There we go. There we go.
Pasta Joe stand.
We want the cup. We want the cup. We want the cup.
Wallach looks like a bird.
Sorry, too many fans.
Walk like a bird.
Walk like a bird.
There you go.
Walk like a bird.
He doesn't quite have it.
Bird, make sure they don't wander off.
Yeah, right? Bird, get them all back.
Guys, there's people
get
taking
them all back
the tour
downstairs.
Bird is having some difficulty.
Excellent work. Good job. Okay,
Bird is having some difficulty getting.
Yeah, you can get a picture. Sure.
All right.
There you go.
Why leave?
Look at that. Pictures with. Who doesn't want a picture with Rich? I know I do.
I don't know. Why leave? Why do the.
No, not at all.
All right. All
right. It's just going to be great.
We need a tail. We need a tail to this line. Nick, can you? Twitch doesn't matter. Twitch is fine. Just, we need a tail.
Yeah, make sure that the end of the line gets to where it needs to go.
I'm not worried about Twitch.
I'm not worried about Twitch.
There's going to be enough to navigate.
I know.
All right, everyone. Let's get it together. All right. Let's see if they can actually get these people out.
Right. How many more people showed up?
A lot.
Someone has to be responsible.
I understand. No, this is...
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, it's not even 6:30, and there's already like another...
Yeah, exactly. All right. I know. It's going to be...
We're going to bring in the next batch next break.
No, we're not.
No. That was to reward the people who got here first.
Yeah, it's going to... Well, we're going to have Pasta Joe in for the next break. He can sit in while we do some radio.
But can Pasta Joe do your headlines?
You want him to.
Except for the sponsor, absolutely.
That's sure. I got it all written out here for you, Pasta Joe. Come on over.
I feel like the buzzkill, but we got it. It is going to be anarchy out here.
Is there a time limit on this update? I'm just wondering.
I just go for it.
Okay. How long's the music been?
I don't know. People are recognizing Pasta Joe on the streets.
Yeah.
I saw a video of him at a Bruins game where he was told that he was recognized. All right, so get here.
Yep.
8:30 is the cutoff time to get your raffle ticket or however the hell they're doing it outside. Someone is getting tickets to Game 7, that is this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably the most expensive ticket in the history of Boston sports. So we will have that all for you.
I don't know if this would happen if it was any other team in town. Like, that's the one thing. It's just Bruins fans are a different breed.
Yeah, you're sure to get a lot of quasi-citizens.
I just smelled like, you're right, it's almost like you got a contact high.
It was weed and cigarette smoke.
Wait a minute, how'd you get a contact high? You can't get high.
Yeah, contact smell.
I see, all right.
All right, so we will be right back. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 95, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, it is an exciting day. We are having people come to the station in the parking lot. You can win tickets to, I would imagine, the most popular, most expensive get-in price in the history of Boston sports. That is Game 7 tonight. You'll be able to hear it here on the radio station. Come out to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. The crowds have assembled. There are some people who got here at 3:30 in the morning to avoid traffic, which I think is probably a smart idea. But Pasta Joe is here.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta Joe, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you did the headlines there. A lot of people wearing Bruins gear. You went for the Wheaties jacket today.
Always the Wheaties jacket.
Yeah, since... and I saw a video of you at Fenway Park, and you were wearing the Wheaties jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get recognized around town now a lot?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Is it because of the Wheaties jacket?
Mostly. This thing is stands out, so.
Yeah, it's orange.
Yep.
Now, how'd you get here today?
So my two cousins, Grant and Andrew, drove me in.
Oh, that's nice of them. Are they sticking around?
They are.
Okay. So, Grant, what'd you do last night?
Last night, I worked, actually.
Oh, you got a new job.
No, I still have the same one. I'm just still looking.
Okay, you're looking to get out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any breakfast?
Not yet.
Did you eat on the job last night?
Oh, yes. I had some frozen pizza, and my brother brought me some cheesy bread.
That's nice of your brother.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to sit in? You want to? You can interject anytime you want during what happened last night.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the events of last evening in the world of sports.
The open mic is yours, so just jump in as if you're a member of the show.
Fantastic.
All right, well, if you're going to lose in the most spectacularly strange and entertaining way possible.
Because I had given him some crap the night before down at third base.
Brock Holt on the move, headed toward the stands, diving up there, can't make the play. That's a fair ball, and that's going to roll all the way up against the wall. Right field line. Mazzara in. Hunter Pence is in. Brock Holt tried to make a spectacular catch. He came up empty, and it goes for an inside to Parker for Hunter Pence.
Unbelievable.
Okay, that clip doesn't do it justice, because yeah. It's not that the Red Sox lost to the Rangers 9-5. They're extremely mediocre, borderline tough to watch. It's that last night was such an extraordinary cluster F that if every game was like that, it would be the best comedy show on TV. An in-the-park home run, but even stranger, after Brock Holt went diving into the stands for it, it looked like he just gave up on the play as the ball just sat in right field for the entirety of Hunter Pence's jog around the base.
Well, no, I think Holt got hurt a little bit diving over that fence. I think he hurt his rib.
Holt got hurt, but then, Hunter Pence is not a speedster.
No, he's not, and Mookie Betts was somewhere else.
Yeah, Mookie Betts was just kind of, he was happy.
He was like, oh, you need me to run after that. Yeah,
he was perfectly happy letting that ball sit there. In fact, I just saw the highlight, and... Yeah.
Betts was about 8 miles away from him.
And I'm looking at the ball, and I'm like...
That's not why.
And I'm like, what?
It's not because he was hurt. Did you hear his explanation afterwards?
Oh, no.
He said, I thought it went over the fence. He said it was one of those things where I've got to kind of know where the ball is. The ball was slicing away from me, and when I ended up two rows deep in the stands, I figured, or it assumed that it had gone out. I had no idea that it was still in play. So that's kind of embarrassing on my part.
Yeah, that's something that would get you yelled at in an 11- and 12-year-old league.
He wasn't hurt. He just thought it was gone. He said, so I got to do a better job paying more attention, and yeah, that one was on me. I don't know if I would have been able to keep Hunter on a triple there or what. Sure you would have.
Yeah.
But I've got to go get that ball and get it in. He said, I didn't know the ball was still in play until I turned around and saw Mookie go get it. I just saw the ball out there. I was kind of wondering where. He said I was kind of wondering where it came from. I think he meant went to go get it after the play was done and over with.
Yeah, Mookie Betts just kind of gets into frame about the time that Hunter Pence is standing up, getting into home, and inside the park home run by an old slow guy who just in a ball just sitting nestled. I don't think I've seen that.
I've never seen that.
It happened. We were talking about Bill Buckner before. That's almost exactly the way Buckner's inside the park home run happened. It was in right field. It was in the corner. The outfielder completely misplayed it. And Buckner, who I can outrun, somehow made it around the bases in 1990 for inside the park home run.
Did it sit there?
As I remember it, yes.
Okay.
He went around the corner like all the balls in right field do, and I forget who it was out there in right field that completely misplayed it, and I think the ball finally came to a stop near the bullpen while Buckner, lapped the base.
And it just sat there?
As I remember it, it did. I'd have to look at the highlight.
Well, it was a hustle play, I got to tell you.
Yes. Pence runs the bases like a horse who's lame. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he's been hurt like 85 times.
Of course he is. He's
not.
He's barely hanging on. He went to the independent league to get his stroke back. I have no idea.
And then if that wasn't weird enough.
And the theme of the night, going the other way with it, Andrus Wagon. He has a very good arm. Plenty of time. Two down. Well, Alex Cora out. Talking with the first base umpire, Carapazza. Wonder if Andrew Benintendi's been thrown out of the game. He has been thrown out of the game.
They have
run Benintendi. Angel Hernandez, who's the crew chief, coming up as well up that line.
Well, let's see if we can find out what happened. I mean, they see Benintendi being thrown out of the game. He was hot about something, but it didn't look like he was reacting to the first base umpire. And Cora still trying to make his argument out there.
And Cora's now been run. Alex Cora has been thrown out of the game. And now he's going after Carapazza.
This is the first time we've seen Cora this hot.
Yeah, so a first base umpire threw out Benintendi, who was complaining about the guy behind the plate. What the hell is going on?
The guy behind the plate then runs up to first base and throws out the manager. And by the way, Woodward, the Texas Rangers manager, got tossed from the game also.
Yes, I saw that. All right, Nick in the truck. Pasta Joe is in studio. Nick, go ahead.
Boys, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Slippery T, I have a real issue with how you've been treating Pasta Joe in these last few minutes.
Now, how have I been treating him poorly?
Well, I mean, I don't understand why you keep asking about the Wheaties jacket. We're all serfs in Pasta Joe's kingdom, and you're up here acting like Top Gun when you have no right to step to Pasta Joe like that.
I was just asking the Emperor about his clothes.
I understand in the presence of greatness, you're going to get a little caught up in the moment, but the man is a legend. You just can't act like that.
Can I get a break because of my nerves?
I mean, very little. You're very little. You step out of line again. I mean, all bets are off.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sorry.
Man does have a point.
Yeah, Pastor Joe, do you think I was being disrespectful?
No. We had to think about that one.
Pastor Joe.
You weren't disrespectful.
Thank you, Pastor Joe.
I love you, Fred.
I love you too, Pastor Joe. All right, so when
but he's giving you the stink eye. Hang on.
Giving me the stink eye. I didn't say anything to Pasta Joe.
I kind of look. See, now I think he's just playing it up. Playing it up a little bit. I think he's trying to bust your chops a little bit. Make you suffer.
Pasta Joe.
Pasta Joe.
All right. Pasta Joe's in studio. We're going to be joined by Mark Gemelli, who I met. And I think he wanted to hug me, but I got confused.
Oh, so there was the awkward, he went in and you didn't want to, and then everyone kind of walked away awkwardly?
He kind of went in kind of weird. Oh, man. I didn't know what was going on.
You hug Mark Gemelli when he offers you the hug.
First of all, I didn't know it was him at first.
That's a good point. He hasn't met Mark Gemelli.
And then I was, it's Mark Gemelli.
Yeah.
Listen, it was too late. The moment was gone.
There's a lot going on today. Again, we're giving away tickets to Game 7 today.
Yep.
And you just have to go to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. We have Pasta Joe here, Mark Gemelli's here, Mike behind the Mike Callahan, who I'm told has new material.
He's performing live later, correct?
Performing live in studio.
He will be performing live in studio. There is so much going on. 8:30 is your last chance to get signed up for this whole affair.
You got
to
get down to the station.
I'm told the parking lot is already chaos.
And you have, well, of course. And then you have to, of course, be here. You can't just show up at 7 o'clock and then take off.
Yep,
you have to
Must
be present to win, and that is out of our control. That is out of.
I had some people say, "Why don't you just have where you call it?" No, because this is the most valuable ticket we've ever given away. You got to earn them. Sorry, someone who came here today will have earned them.
Yeah, and I've heard people say I got to work. Well, then okay,
all right. Well, then you don't want them enough to skip work.
Right, they could be worth upwards of $5,000. I mean, you don't work.
Right, this isn't like tickets to a chili cook-off.
Right, exactly.
This is Game 7. The Stanley Cup is in the building.
Right, absolutely. This is a time.
What's that, Foss?
I do like chili though.
Okay, well that's good.
I mean, Foss and Joe weighing in on his favorite foods.
Yep.
You can watch us on twitch.tv, search the Sports Hub, or you can get the Twitch app. I fear for the day. Why is this not Friday? I fear for...
We should end our week on this, really.
Yeah, we should just leave. Yes. But as the crowds grow, we will bring more people up and have all of that for you. There will be moments of chaos this morning, so we will have that for you. We'll be right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and a crowd is growing in the parking lot as we have tickets to Game 7. The giveaway today, you must be present to win, present to sign up. All the stars are here. We just had Pasta Joe in studio, and then we had... I met Mark Cimelli in the hall. Mm-hmm. Mike behind the mic, Callahan, is here.
All in celebration and preparation for Game 7 this evening. And you still have until 8:30 to get here if you want to get in on these tickets. Game 7, as Fred was saying, it's the most valuable tickets in Boston history as far as the price is concerned. And once again, for there's every once in a while someone will say, well, just give them away on the phone. And I would say to them, you know what? You have a better chance of winning them by coming here than you do on the phone.
I mean, it's the difference between competing against, like, how many?
100,000 and, like, what, however many we're going to have here. I mean, that's it.
I mean, your chances here are vastly, vastly superior than they would be on the phone.
So 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester until 8:30. You can still get here for your chance to get these tickets to tonight's game. And real quick, before we talk of Bruins, there is one more thing that happened in that Red Sox game last night that out of all the weird stuff that happened, including that in-the-park home run that Brock Holt just didn't see the ball and it just sat there in right field, there was this, which might have been the weirdest of all of them.
0-2. Shot toward left. That's a monster shot. Right back to Travis. Cabrera to second base. Here's the throw and the tag, and he's safe. And now he's out. Originally ruled safe and now out at second base.
Now the tag was on the knee. It looked before the knee got to the bag and the foot never got to the bag, it looked like. So that's a good call, I think.
Sort of.
Who knows tonight?
Another argument coming, though. Here's Woodward coming out. I kind of believe that part of what he's arguing about was the first call by the umpire at second base, Jordan Baker, and now he's out, was safe, and then he made it an out call.
This game is tough to figure out, I'm going to tell you. Let's take a look. Does he make a safe call? He does make a safe call, and then he makes an out call.
Wow.
This is brutal.
So both managers have been thrown out of the game. Wow. Boy, these umpires, this crew is hearing it.
Wow.
From both sides.
So, he made the safe call, and then he changed his mind to the out call.
Only thing I can think is he changed his mind, right?
Yeah, he changed his mind after making the safe call. Maybe I made the wrong call. Here's an out call. This is like, my goodness. What a night. This is weird.
Where's Eck when you need him?
All right. Baker, the umpire, was maybe 6 inches from second base.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking right at it on one knee, staring right at the base. Called the runner safe. Made a wild call, safe, and then immediately after doing that, pumped his fist and called him out.
Imagine
if I'm Chris Woodward, I am charging out there too to get tossed because A, I'm not going to lose this game to this mediocre, pathetic team, and B, I got to stick up for my guys. That was awful. That was the worst umpired game I've seen since my son's last Little League game.
Well,
it was terrible.
No, are they still playing?
Yeah.
Well, that good. Well, the John Wallach thinks you're doing a bad job, Natick.
He's one of those parents.
I know. I go charging out there every night myself.
Yeah. So now you put the kibosh on your plans to win anything.
That's right.
So Alex Cora was asked about the ejection. You're right, John. It was like a demonstrative save. And then
couldn't have been more definitive. And then it was just as definitive the other way a half a second later.
So here's Alex Cora.
All right, with Benny, I mean, he disagreed with the first pitch at that at-bat, and he hit the ground ball, and he screamed something to Angel, but everybody saw it, you know, like he was walking towards the dugout. But Vic didn't like what he said, and he threw him out, and I got to go out there and defend my player. You know, I didn't agree with that. You know, he's not, like, at the plate, you know, screaming Angel, whatever. You know, that's not the first time somebody disagrees and screams from afar to the umpire.
Andrew Benintendi was asked what he yelled at Angel Hernandez behind home plate, and it was, "You suck." And that was enough for...
It's just true.
First base.
He called it as he saw it. That was fine.
Suck. And then the guy at first base, all right, well, you're out. I'm going to protect my buddy here. And what a weird, weird game. Are they 500 now? Did they
right at 500. They're 34-34, yes.
They're a mere 8 games out of first place between Tampa and
New York. You look at this lineup, there are 2 or 3 automatic outs at the bottom of it every single night. You have guys like Darwinson Hernandez who are learning on the job. Sale is on fire. So is David Price, who pitches today. But other than that, nothing is safe. The bullpen is awful. I mean, I
will ask you this, though. If Mookie Betts continues at this pace, and you saw what happened this offseason,
yep.
Is he guaranteed this Trout-like contract?
He's obviously hurt himself a little bit this year. He's bet on himself. I mean, the Red Sox have tried basically both of the last 2 summers to get him signed, and Mookie said, no, I'm going to keep playing this out. Maybe there's a better chance of him taking the long-term deal if the Sox, you know, try again.
Because you've seen that they're not throwing the money around anymore. I mean, Harper had to sit out there. Keuchel's still not on a team.
He is. He is signed.
Oh, Keuchel just signed. That's right.
Keuchel and Kimbrel both signed last
week. Right. But, I mean, here we are, you know, a third of the way through the season, and it's still things are going that way.
Things are a little different, but I think in this case you make exceptions. I mean, people coming into this season, Mookie Betts is one of the 5 best players in the league.
Yes.
So, and he's still a gold glove. So, he obviously, the power numbers are off. He's not hitting nearly as well as last year, but I don't know if that necessarily damages him to the extent that you think.
Maybe
that increases the possibility of him signing a long-term deal.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't be scared. The kid is still young. He's got a great arm. He's a great fielder. He's still worthy of 25 home runs, maybe 30. Stealing, you know, 20, 25 bases. No, he's a great leadoff hitter.
He was fantastic.
I would pay $25 million a year for that guy. Absolutely. Maybe more.
I just wonder if he's, if it keeps up like, well, listen, Harper was down as well, and he got his money. Just took a while.
Harper's power numbers were fine. He just hit, what, 220 last year?
Your power numbers are fine, but if you're hitting 220, I'm not over.
No danger of that with Betts.
That's Rob Deer. I mean, you're essentially Rob Deer. You're Mickey Tettleton.
Tettleton.
I mean, you're a guy that Cardinal. That
I don't even think Deer hit 200. I think Deer was under 200.
There was a time where it was Fielder, Tettleton.
And Deer.
And Deer.
We had Deer here at the end of his career.
Yeah, and it was just like, hey, we're going to close our eyes and swing as hard as we can. And if we hit, we hit. That team is surprisingly not a winner. All right, Mark Gemelli.
Yeah.
Is sitting in our lobby. It's very exciting. Again, if you want tickets to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, Rich, I would imagine the most expensive ticket in the history of Boston sports. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to say. It's a rare Game 7. There hasn't been one at the Garden. You informed me yesterday since 1984 with the Celtics.
Yep.
My son had a baseball game yesterday. There was a lot of discussion. Would you sell your tickets?
That's the big question, is that even if you're a diehard fan and you've got tickets that could be worth up $10,000 for a pair, do you sell those?
The consensus at the game yesterday was no, that they would not. And they were saying if they had Celtics tickets, they would not sell them. The incredible times that they've had at the games. So this is a big opportunity. Someone look out the window. What's the situation?
All right, hang on. Let's see. You got it, John?
All right, because you have to come to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester.
Before we even showed up or before 6 o'clock we went on the air, and if you look like a weirdo,
we're going to bring you up here. We already had Pasta Joe, who was electric.
Say we got 85 to 100 out there.
Okay.
All right.
It's not even, it just now turned 7 o'clock.
Just turned 7 o'clock. All you right. have until 8:30 to get out here. And that's a hard 8:30.
Yep.
At 8:30, they bring in security, and you are no longer allowed. If you were in line at 8:30, they will allow you to get your tickets, but you will it closes at 8:30. If arrive at 8:31, no. So we have that coming in, and Mark Jamelli, the gray bearded Mark Jamelli. The photos I saw of him, I thought he had dyed hair, but he does not.
Mm-mm.
I've yet to meet him. We will.
He's got a bone to pick with you too. By the way, I was just outside.
Yeah?
He needs to talk to you. Yeah. So it's a good thing you're bringing him in.
He said that I looked like I lost a lot of weight, and I said I've lost not 1 pound. But nonetheless, we will have him in. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.